The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Joanna Carvello. Muscles controlling eye movements not affected by SMA, a study finds. Adults with spinal muscular atrophy usually do not experience weakness or impairment of any sort in the muscles controlling their eye movements, a recent study reported. When such impairments are present, they should prompt physicians to reevaluate their initial diagnosis and consider the possibility that a patient may be showing signs of another neuromuscular disorder, according to researchers. These findings were described in a study titled Preserved Eye Movements in Adults with Spinal Muscular Atrophy, published in the journal Muscle and Nerve. SMA is a degenerative neuromuscular disorder characterized by progressive weakness of the muscles found in the arms and legs. To a lesser degree, it also leads to weakness of the muscles involved in respiration and facial movements. Older case reports, published before the implementation of genetic tests for SMA, suggested that some patients with the disease may experience weakness in the muscles controlling eye movements. However, impairments to these types of muscles are usually not considered part of the typical manifestations of the disease. Now, researchers in Greece sought to clarify the involvement of eye muscles in several types of SMA. The team used video oculography, a non-invasive video-based technique to record and analyze horizontal eye movements in a group of 15 adults with SMA type 2, 3, or 4. The participants included 11 men and 4 women ages 19 to 67. During test sessions, patients were asked to shift their eyes horizontally right and left to look at red LED targets placed in different positions in their field of vision. Their performance was directly compared with that of 15 healthy people of the same sex and approximately the same age, 20 to 68 years, who served as study controls. When comparing different eye movement parameters between patients and the healthy controls, the researchers found no significant differences in movement, speed, duration, or eye displacement. This was true regardless of the position in which the red LED targets were placed or on eye movement direction, left or right. The researchers wrote, quote, "Our results indicate that patients with SMA perform fast and accurate horizontal saccades, or eye movements, without evidence of extraocular muscle weakness." No significant correlations were found between any of the eye movement parameters assessed and clinical measures of SMA severity or disease duration. The findings reinforced the idea that eye movement recordings should not be considered a biomarker for disease monitoring in patients with SMA. These quantitative oculomotor data corroborate clinical experience that neurophthalmic symptoms in SMA are not common and, if present, should prompt suspicion for an alternative neuromuscular disorder. While the investigators acknowledged that their results were based on data from only 15 patients, they noted that their findings corroborate the clinical experience that such symptoms usually are not found in SMA patients. Nevertheless, studies enrolling a larger number of patients with a wider variety of symptoms and more severe forms of SMA will be needed to confirm these findings, they said.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director Kevin Schaefer.
Hey everyone, hope you're all having a great week so far. Today I'll be reading a column by Ari Anderson, titled, Never Give Up Knocking on Doors and Searching for Your Advocates. It can be annoying when you receive devastating news, and someone naively says, when one door closes, another one opens. As someone who has received plenty of bad news, there is some truth to this statement, no matter how cliche it sounds. In the 90s, I received the devastating news that I would need scoliosis surgery to straighten my spine, which was considered life-threatening for people with my diagnosis. At just 10 years old, my mom came into my bedroom to tell me I needed major surgery. We both cried for a while. Most of the doctors in my area were unwilling to perform the operation on me. They were too nervous to put me under anesthesia for any reason, much less a risky operation. Doctors were closing their office doors in front of me. Not to sound corny, but when these doors shut, others really did open. In my last column, I talked about how a medical team at a very special hospital treated me from when I was a baby until I was 4 years old. Their arms were wide open, willing to try anything, when other hospitals didn't know how to treat SMA type 1. The hospital, as well as the whole community, had a huge heart. We eventually had to move from this community to another state so I could transition to home care. A few years later, when I needed to have a major surgery and hardly anybody wanted to do it, guess who stepped up to the plate again? The original community that treated me when I was younger. My first pulmonologist was still there to guide me through the surgery. So when I reflect back on that summer, I usually don't think about all the side effects and complications that I experienced in the weeks after the surgery. I just remember how lovely it felt to have been welcomed back into that community for a month, and how kind people were. When we traveled back home a month after the surgery to continue home care in another state, we found more generous people, particularly when state budget cuts threatened my services. Sometimes the unlikeliest of people will open the door for you. Given the current political climate, it may be hard to think of a legislator as kind and giving. Believe me, over the years, I had to knock on a lot of doors to find the ones that were. During the times when I've been scared to death that my nursing services would be cut, I remember which state policymakers' doors remained shut to me. Their secretaries will come out and say, "The senator is too busy to see you." When they did open the door, sometimes they painted such a bleak picture that if I could have covered my face in frustration, I would have. Don't let any of that discourage you. Advocacy, as with anything in life, is about never giving up. Keep knocking on doors. During the pandemic, knocking on doors means calling, emailing, and meeting virtually. One policymaker who stands out is a senator. He is a close ally and genuine friend of mine. My mom and I met him during a town hall meeting in 2011 while he was serving as my state Speaker of the House. He didn't just open the door for us. He completely blew the doors off by greeting us on the street, saying, "Hi, Ari and Stephanie." I will discuss him and our 10-year friendship in another column very soon. For now, just know that this senator can be anyone in your life. You too can find that advocate who will save your services multiple times, like he has done for me. You too can find someone that will always be there to rescue you, even if they've moved away. Even from Washington, D.C., this senator was instrumental in making sure I quickly got both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. This was a huge accomplishment, because my state had placed those with chronic illnesses in Group 4. Your advocate or group of advocates can be people you never thought of. They don't have to be a politician. Even if it takes years, never stop searching for people that can make a difference in your life. COVID-19 can't stop you, because with a computer or a phone, you can contact anyone. Let's keep knocking on those virtual doors together. I'm Kevin Schaefer, columnist and forums director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.